Hi. What follows is our submission for the Indie PopCon 2018 Podcast Awards. We are Alphabet Drippings. This is a podcast produced in Indianapolis, Indiana, by Alex Pelser, Matt Pelser, and me, Ben Erickson. Basically, our podcast is a weird sketch comedy, theater of the mind sort of podcast, and what will follow is a compilation and pretty accurate representation of what our podcast is all about, some of our favorite bits that we've produced this past year. Thanks so much. Welcome to another episode of Alphabet Drippings. I'm Ben.
I'm Alex.
I'm Matt.
And we're ready to dive into some stories, right, guys? Stories?
We should have brought him in for his scheduled maintenance.
Well, what'll our first story be today, Alex?
I think our first story today will be Down by the Docks by Sam Birdjohn.
Excuse me, sir?
Huh?
I'm from the Port Authority. I need to ask you some questions about your boat here.
The barge.
Your barge, yes. What sort of materials are you carrying?
All full of lard there.
So you're operating a lard barge?
Yeah, lard barge.
I see you're having some work done on your exhaust chimney today, is that right?
Huh?
Some work on your chimney?
Oh, they're doing a parge, yeah.
A parge?
A barge parge.
A full-on parge on a lard barge. Who authorized this?
Huh? Oh, that'd be Sergeant Marge.
Sergeant Marge authorized a parge on your lard barge?
Yeah, Sergeant Marge is doing the lard barge parge.
I see. How much is this going to cost?
Oh, about 30 large.
Do you mean $30,000?
Huh? Yeah, 30 large.
You're telling me they're going to charge Sergeant Marge 30 large to do a parge on the lard barge?
They're going to charge Sergeant Marge 30 large to do the parge on the lard barge.
Fine. I need to see your bill of lading.
Huh?
Your bill of lading? It's required to bring these goods into the city?
Oh, you mean the lard card?
Yes, I guess you could call it that.
I can't give you the lard card.
And why is that?
Sergeant Marge gave the lard card to Gerard the Bard.
Who?
Gerard the Bard guards the lard barge, and he holds the lard card for Sergeant Marge while she goes to the lard yard.
That seems a little inefficient.
Well, it's only when we pull in to do a parge on the lard barge.
Of course.
Huh?
So let me get this straight. You pulled into port to do a parge on your lard barge, which was authorized by Sergeant Marge for a charge of 30 large, but you don't have the lard card because Sergeant Marge gave it to Gerard the Bard on her way to the lard yard.
Yes, on her way to the lard yard, Sergeant Marge gave the lard card to Gerard the Bard, who guards the lard barge until they get done with that 30 large parge. Now, if you need to see Gerard the Bard, he went down to the bar.
Of course he did. Which bar is it?
Oh, you know, the Bazaar Czar. It's in an old boxcar on Sandbar.
Sandbar Avenue? I think I know the place.
Huh? At the bar, yeah. If you go down there to the Bazaar Czar on Sandbar and ask for Gerard the Bard, he'll show you the lard card so you don't have to wait for them to get done doing the parge on the lard barge or for Sergeant Marge to get back from the lard yard.
Fine. This audit costs $10. We'll send you a bill.
Oh, we can only pay you in lard.
This is my life.
So, I took a few clients to lunch at Los Burros Tacos.
Say, is that the new Mexican restaurant where you eat your whole meal while riding very small donkeys?
It is indeed. We were having a great lunch. The food was tasty and the donkeys didn't smell that bad.
That's great!
But then the anti-bean brigade showed up.
Those people again? I thought they were still picketing that organic grocery chain. What's it called? Oh yeah, Peddler Carl's.
Well, they must have been able to spare a squad to sabotage the refried bean station at Los Burros. They were screaming, "Life instead of legumes!" the whole time. They ruined a perfectly good lunchtime.
I'm sorry, dude. Would a story make you feel better?
It sure would. Next up, we have a message from one of our sponsors, but then we'll introduce the world to A Boy Named Dippy by John D. Smellinger.
He was a man built for one purpose.
I can't do this anymore. I'm tired of running.
But there was one thing he couldn't run from.
Jason, there seem to be some inconsistencies here.
Now, with time running out, Jason Bourne faces his biggest foe yet, 300 pages of corporate red tape.
I don't remember anything from when I was in Bratislava. Can't you make something up?
Well, Jason, we really should make sure these figures are accurate.
This summer, sometimes you crunch the numbers, and sometimes they crunch you. Matt Damon.
Can't you make this thing go any faster?
Paul Giamatti.
Oh dear, it says low toner detected.
You can't control me anymore!
Jason, no!
From director Paul Greengrass comes the series' most ambitious film yet.
You know, the technician isn't gonna come until Monday.
Don't you understand? It's never going to stop!
The Bourne Discrepancy.
Oh, hello there, folks. Why, coming this fall on KATV, it's the heartwarming program about a precocious young boy the whole family will enjoy. He's Dippy, and boy, does he get into some doozies. Take this one, for instance.
Dippy, were you scatterbugging in Mother's Victory Garden again?
See, I don't know, Pops, but it sure took a long while to get all those green beans out of my socks.
And just wait until dear old Dad finds out about this one.
Okay, guys, you all remember what to do? Take these newspapers to all the old folks' houses. Come right back, and I'll have a shiny penny for everybody. Aw, oh, nuts!
Yes, he's the wide-eyed young boy in a brave new world of adventure. Won't you join him? I know I will. What kind of mischief will Dippy get into this week?
Now, Dippy, where are all of Grand-Grand's blue ribbon pies and cobblers?
Gee, I sold them to the nice Chinaman who works at the general store.
Dippy, you know Grand-Grand isn't going to be happy about this.
But, Pops, I usually show Grand-Grand's pies down the old sewer pipe. The crocagators love them.
Dippy.
Milnerd, where's my bumbleberry pie? Don't tell me those damn blue jays got to it again.
Aw, nuts.
Yes, it's Dippy, everyone's favorite little boy. And all of his precocious hijinks are brought to you by Mrs. Thompson's Fruit Glop. What's the tasty, fruity snack your children ask for after school? Why, it's Mrs. Thompson's Fruit Glop. We don't know what the heck's in it, but boy, howdy, is it delicious. Find it wherever fine fruit-flavored snacks are sold. Also brought to you by Timmerson's famous canned cigarette smoke. Yes, when you've got to have a whiff of the old wafty-wafty, there's nothing like Timmerson's famous canned cigarette smoke. It's good for the lungs. Ask for it down at the drugstore. You know the place. Tune in this Sunday night when little Dippy gets into one humdinger of a pickle.
All right, boys and girls, it's time to pass in your essays on President Coolidge.
Mrs. Kablotnik, instead of an essay, I just brought in this bucket of chitterlings and pollywogs.
Dippy, you should not bring those things to school. You'll need to see me after class.
Aw, nuts!
Yes, that boy does always seem to get into all kinds of trouble. Tune in this Sunday night and remember to tell your folks about it. It's the heartwarming program for the whole family. And don't forget to buy war bonds. Buy them today. Don't delay. If you don't get out there and buy those war bonds, you might just end up like our little friend Dippy here.
Dippy, who were you talking to at the end of the driveway this morning? All that dawdling made your eggs turn cold.
I was talking to the Trash Man, Pops. He was telling me all about his secret castle at the Trash Mountain. He said he could take me there in his stinky rubbish carriage whenever I want. He said he'd make me prince of the Trash People, and I'd have my very own aeroplane.
Don't ever go there, Dippy. That man is a ne'er-do-well.
Aw, nuts!
Yes, don't forget to tune in this Sunday night, folks. It's Dippy, our favorite little troublemaker. See what shenanigans he gets into this week. Will Dippy give dear old Dad what for? Will he profess his boyish affections to his sweetheart, Eloise Thurman? Will he ever finish that dadgum model pickup truck? Find out this Sunday night at 6, only on KATV. Brought to you by Mrs. Thompson's Fruit Glop and Timmerson's famous canned cigarette smoke. Ha ha, don't miss it.
My cousin is concerned about, as he calls it, the coming uranium storm.
Is that something like nuclear winter?
I guess.
Am I correct to assume that he's making preparations for this upcoming cataclysm?
You are correct. He's spent the last few months constructing a shelter.
Oh, really? How's that coming along?
Well, he's dug a 2-foot-deep hole, which he's covered with grocery bags and twist ties.
Ah, so it's a work in progress.
No, I think that project's done.
What makes you think that?
Well, he spent the last week searching nonstop for Topps baseball cards of the 1985 Kansas City Royals to put in his time machine.
Okie dokie. Should we have a story?
Definitely. Coming up next is Edgar and Virgil off on another adventure.
Them robots can't get us now.
Nope.
Except maybe that one over there watching us.
What?
There is no need to fear.
Get the cattle prod.
Now, hang on.
Can't you see, Virgil? These robots ain't gonna quit until we're all dead.
Yeah, but that ain't.
You can be saved.
Bullshit!
Now you gone and done it.
Take that.
I think that was a Jehovah's Witness.
No, that was a robot.
Yeah, but...
Wait. I smell burning hair.
Well, because...
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah, you better lay low for a while.
Well, it serves him right. I don't think this robot apocalypse was what Jehovah had in mind when he gave Johnny Boy that fever dream anyway.
What's that now?
Book of Revelation. Never mind. Keep at it. You're almost halfway.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You know I can't take over.
Well, now, why not?
Tennis elbow. I got a bad case of it.
Now, that don't mean...
And I took all these psychedelics about 2 hours ago, so I'm kind of stuck on a glitter cloud right now.
Oh, come on now.
Sorry. I always forget to offer. Here you go.
Thank you.
Anyway, besides, I got to stand guard with the cattle prods.
Yeah, but last time...
I know it. You better dig a hole for him, too, before people start asking questions.
Well, but...
You know it?
Well, you know what I think.
What's that?
I think we're all just consciousness inhabiting an organic vessel.
Well, of course we are, Virgil. Remember what we talked about?
Yeah.
The soul of a man is really an interdimensional existence temporarily bound by matter.
Sure is.
You know it?
I remember now.
That stuff works fast, doesn't it?
You said it. Now, what in the world?
Well, I'll be damned. Them robots went underground, too.
Well, now, we don't know.
Stand back!
Now, hold on.
Damn that smarts!
You all right?
I hope so.
All right, then.
Well, now, what's this? It looks like a door.
Well, how about that?
What the hell?
I'm out of here.
Oh, no, you don't.
I don't think.
You and me are going to go in there and bring down them robots.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh, come on!
I mean, can't we just...
We came out here for protection. Now, I can't have a creepy robot hole for a next-door neighbor.
Well, all right.
Don't forget your cattle prods.
Yeah, okay then.
We have them now.
We've just finished our stories today, and I'm overcome with a feeling of extreme longing.
Like the longing Frodo Baggins feels for Samwise Gamgee?
Could it be that intense? I don't know. I better call my psychiatrist. In the meantime, we want to thank you all out there for listening. Our goal is to deliver you a monthly dose of weird. If you'd like to contribute with a weird tale of your own, please feel free to email us at email@alphabetdrippings.com. Now, we must warn you that we can't promise that we'll record your tale right away or at all, but don't let that stop you from creating weird and fun stuff. Until next time, you've been listening to Alphabet Drippings.
Oh, Sam, I love the way you cook those potatoes.